WVSG, Columbus, Ohio. This is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
It's a good day to be alive. Everyone sing now, so let's do more than just...
Welcome back. We are here at the Fall Spirit Drive at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. That's right. This is when we ask you, our listeners, to support St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. I'm Angela Bonfant, and I'm joined in studio by Father Daniel Swartz.
Hello.
Welcome. Glad to be back this hour with you. And our goal for the hour is 14 gifts. That's right, 14 gifts. You can do it. I know you can. I know you want to. And here's how this works. We appreciate a gift in any amount. That's right. It costs $1 a minute. It costs $1 a minute to run this station. In addition to that, sustaining memberships, they are the lifeblood of the station, $20 or more per month, and you will receive Father John Ricardo's The Most Holy Rosary. And you can do this by increasing your sustaining membership or starting a new sustaining membership. We are looking for 5 of those this hour. In addition to that, you can become a leader, right? A leadership gift, $1,000 or more. You will receive the Most Holy Rosary DVD as well as an El Divino Nino statue. And lastly, we have business memberships at $60 a month for over 100 mentions a year. It's a fantastic way to be heard right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Now, I'd like to start this hour with a prayer. That's how we start everything here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Would you be so kind as to lead us?
Oh, you guys always want to pray. Jeez. No, that's awesome. It's a great way to start all things. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Lord, as we contemplate supporting evangelization through the means of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, as we think of your word going out among the airwaves, give us ears to hear your word among us. In the poor, and the suffering among our friends who are looking for your love, your compassion, your grace, and the gift of your faith. Lord, give us your eyes that we may see these opportunities, and give us these ears so we might see you and hear you approaching us as well. We ask this as in all things through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
That's right. So here's how you do this. You call us right here, right now. Don't hesitate. Don't wait. 614-459-4820 or go online to stgabrielradio.com. Kim, our angel, has come in here with an update.
Yes, I just flew in.
That's right. Where are your wings?
And I know. I don't
we
have
need
them on.
Some wings.
Budget cuts. More calls, please.
The wings have been severed. So James called in all the way from Logan, Ohio.
Logan!
So we're
I love
reaching
Logan, Ohio.
All the way out in Logan.
Oh, that's pretty close to my Perry County Consortium.
That's right.
Right?
It is. Exactly. And this is in honor of you, Father Schwartz.
Oh, thank
and
you, James.
He says, you know, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio helps his family grow in their faith and with the teachings. And they are giving a nice gift to the station. And Mark,
thank you.
That is
thank
a wonderful family.
That.
Thank
yes.
you, James.
Thank you so much. We appreciate your generosity.
And Margaret from St. Paul Parish out in Westerville is giving her her gift in honor of Father Dan Dury. And
another great priest.
At St. Yes. Catherine's.
That's
yes.
right.
He's at St. Catherine's now out east. And she said that this is the our only radio station that she listens to. And she loves everything about it. Everything. Loving everything about the radio station. So please pick up your phones and give us a call. Our volunteers are ready to take your calls and answer any questions. And also get you... into becoming a sustaining member and join the team. Become a sustaining member.
That's
join
right.
the team. Give us a call at 614-459-4820. Or if you just, you know, getting up, getting that coffee ready and you are able to hop online, you can donate there as well at stgabrielradio.com.
That's right. And there are 12 of you listening right now. I know there are 12 people. That's all we need to hit our goal for the hour. I like to hit goals. I am a goal setter. How about you, Father?
I like goals as well. There's because you can't set a pace if you don't know where you're going.
Right. You got to know the end game before you start, right?
Exactly. Exactly. So I'm all about goals, and then I'm all about reevaluating those goals once I realize about how high I set them.
Right.
But for us here, for you calling in, we will not reevaluate. We'll just go for the goal of whatever you set.
We have a totally attainable goal. That's right. So we need 12 more of you to call. And guess how this works? Mm-hmm. It looks like we have a ladder here, like a bonus for how many gifts we get. At $250 for 8 total gifts for the hour, in addition to your gifts. So your gifts are being multiplied this hour. If we get 14 total gifts, our goal for the hour, we have $400 in addition to the gifts you are giving. And if we get to 18, that's right, if we exceed our goal by 4, we will get to a $600 bonus for the hour. So don't hesitate. Pray. If the Holy Spirit moves you, call right now. Call 614-459-4820 or go online to stgabrielradio.com. Now, we are going to go to the second clip already. Dr. Edward Sree. And this is Law Equals Love from Faith Alive. Are we ready?
When people think about moral law, the idea that there's a moral law, it sounds negative in our culture today. People think it sounds repressive. It sounds restrictive. I don't want other people telling me what to do. What we need to do in our conversations with our relativistic friends is position whatever moral issue we're talking about, whether it's about gay marriage, whether it's about abortion or contraception or care for the poor, whatever it might be, we want to quickly reframe the discussion in the context of love and do it as quick as possible. Now, what do I mean by this? Well, first of all, I think what we want to make sure we all understand is that everything we believe as Catholics is rooted in love. It's rooted in God's own love for us. It's rooted in His desire for us to be happy. He made us. He knows how we work. And He gave us a moral law to help us to thrive in life so that we can experience His love and share His love with others. And that's where we're going to find our fulfillment. You know, so, but in our culture, law sounds very negative. We need to reframe it. How so? I think one important thing we can do is always show people how the moral law is given from God's fatherly heart. You know, why does any good father give law in the home? You know, I've got a number of kids. You've probably seen them here. They're all here with me at this conference. And as a father in the home, as a dad, I've got to give law. And it's there to protect them. It's there to help them. So if for example, my son, I remember many years ago, our first Colorado baby, his name's Carl, but we moved to Colorado about 11 years ago. He was our first kid born in Colorado. He was a climber more than any other of our kids. This kid would climb on chairs. He'd move chairs and he'd climb on cabinets. He'd climb on tables. He just kept wanting to get up and up and up. I think it was the altitude in Denver that was driving him. You know, but he was really big into climbing. And then one summer, he's only 13 months old, as a 13-month-old, he's watching his older siblings climb across the monkey bar. They'd go up the ladder, and then they'd go across the monkey bar. They'd jump down. They'd come back, climb the monkey bar, go across. And he was so excited. He was looking at them, and you could tell he was thinking about it. That would be really cool. And sure enough, one day, little Carl did it. He jumped up on the monkey bars. He climbed up, reached out, and then all of a sudden, he was hanging there. I was inside reading a book, and his older sisters came running in. Dad, Dad, Carl's stuck on the monkey bars! And I ran outside, and sure enough, I see Carl hanging there for dear life like this. And his older brother Paul was underneath him, kind of holding him up like this so he didn't die. So I had to rescue little Carl, and then I had to give him a law. I had to train him. You know, I had to discipline him. You may not go on the monkey bars. Now, why do I give that law? Why do I give this new monkey bar decree to little Carl? Is it because I just want to control him? Is that what it's about? You know, little Carl, don't go on the monkey bars. Why, Dad? Don't ask why. Just obey me. Is that what this is about? Am I on a power trip with my little toddler? No, that's not what this is about. Is it just a test? You know, I'm just going to test your obedience to my fatherly authority. No, that's not what this is about. The law flows from my heart. I know that if he does this, he could get hurt. That's why a good dad gives the moral law. And the same is true with our Heavenly Father. God made us. He knows how we work. He knows that if we do certain things, we'll be happy. If we do other things, we're not going to be happy. We're not going to thrive in life. I like to think about the moral law as kind of like the instruction manuals. You know, you buy an iPhone, it says things like don't put in temperatures too cold, don't use underwater, things like that. You know, a friend of mine many years ago bought one of those little kids' play saucers, Fisher-Price play saucers. You know what those are? Those little bouncy seats you put the little baby in, and the baby bounces around. There's all these little gadgets to play. You've seen those before, right? So my friend was telling me that she was reading the instruction manual. In the instruction manual, it said, Fisher-Price said, do not use on water. Can you imagine some parent taking little Johnny water skiing, you know, with the Fisher-Price play saucer? My favorite one, in the instruction manual, she told me it said, do not use for sledding. Can you imagine Johnny coming down the slopes? Here we go. You know, but what would you think if I bought that play saucer and I am reading those instruction manuals and all of a sudden I say, do not use on water? Do not use for sledding? Fisher Price, who are you to tell me what to do with my play saucer? This is my play saucer. Don't impose your views of play saucers on me. Am I free to take my kids water skiing on the little play saucer? Sure, and I'll probably kill them in the process.
Welcome back to the St. Gabriel Fall Spirit Drive. We are here in studio with Father Daniel Swartz, our Angel Kim, and I am Angela Bonfant, your host for this hour. We are so excited because this is when we ask you to support St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. You are the lifeblood of this station. Call now, call 614-459-4820 or go on to stgabrielradio.com. We are looking for 14 gifts that this hour, and we have two, and we have a few minutes left to the hour, but it is urgent. We want you to call right now. We need 12 of you to pick up the phone. Any gift is appreciated. Sustaining memberships, $20 or more per month, are the lifeblood of the station, and you will receive this beautiful DVD, The Most Holy Rosary by Father John Ricardo. Now, we were just listening to some of the most beautiful content that St. Gabriel Radio offers here, and that was Dr. Ted Sree, and he was talking about the moral law, and I was saying how I talk a lot about the moral law because we have three kids in college. You can pray for me now, but three kids in college. So, what is the key to this moral law for us as humans?
I think it's an understanding that law properly ordered brings about freedom. That's anytime, because it's really easy when we look into the world to see laws that bring to our freedom. Say, for example, like laws governing traffic. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, if we don't follow that, I might not be free because... if it's just anarchy, if it's an autobahn with no sense of direction, I mean, just people can be slamming into each other. Not exactly freedom. Or any sport we play. If you remove the lines on the field, all of a sudden the ability to play the game is non-existent because there's no structure. But the moral law goes beyond just simply life preservation or the pleasure of athletics. It has to do with, okay, it's not limits I set upon myself, but it's a perimeter I draw. Or rather, it's a perimeter I give myself to that's already been drawn, not on the subjective level, so that I can play the game well and that I can actually bring to actualization who I'm meant to be. The lines on the field allow the players to become the best version of, at least as much as that they're able, of athlete they are capable of. So the moral law points me to a fulfillment in humanity by not restricting me, but directing me, by guiding me. It's like as if you're like on a compass, on a ship, looking at a compass. Or maybe you're floating on a giant compass, then this analogy is all the easier, just in the middle of the ocean. And you look at that, and you're looking for land, you're like, how is it? Why? How dare you have the audacity to tell me how to live? Don't judge me and tell me where land is by showing me north, you pompous compass. But rather...
that's right.
That gives us a direction that we might go in order to be fulfilled and safe, that we might find safe harbor.
It's really interesting because I think it's human nature at times in our lives to have this rebelliousness, right?
This is true.
And so when we experience that rebelliousness is when we challenge moral law often. And that's, you know, at a certain younger age for most people. So how do we help our children with that as they grow into the faith so we don't lose them, because we're losing young people in the faith?
I think, well, there's two ways to do it. You have to have a love for your children that allows them to make mistakes. I'm not saying that if they're moving towards a cliff, like, no, let him go. He needs to learn. Like, no, by all means, move in at the love of his parent and save them from that cliff. We're like, okay, there's a learning moment here. Yeah. He's going to break his legs. To be able to bring them into a place of mercy where you recognize the wrong that has been done and then you direct them towards fulfillment. And that's a language that's unique spoken between parent and child. So it's hard to give kind of practicalities, because right. that's unique to you and your children. That's the via positiva, the positive way. And the via negativa is learning by others' experience. Not that these are like positive experiences or negative experiences. One is doing it yourself or seeing another do it, where you're actually open to your children about, you know, I know we're talking about this right now, you know, your son or daughter, and be able to say to them, I know we're talking about this right now, but it reminds me in my own life. And to actually show them that, one, you've walked where they are in some way, and don't try to match it identically, because human life doesn't work out that way. But to be able to bring in your own experiences to breathe life into them, because that also fulfills you as a parent, because a parent wants to pass on who they are to their children. And sometimes we think that doesn't encompass our mistakes, but that's a lie. But they might be able to learn from us in that way. I know that story about, he was talking about the Fisher Price saucers. Yeah. Don't use them. When I was in college at St. Vincent, great sledding hills in Western PA. Yeah. And so we're bringing out these lunch trays and even mattresses from our, all these things you're not supposed to be using. And then someone came out with a kayak. I'm like, this is awesome. Then they're like, why don't we WD-40 the bottom? And so the new pushing all the boundaries is this shiny. And then someone decided to flip over a picnic table. And so it just got more and more extreme. And eventually someone really did get hurt. I mean, in the best way possible. So it wasn't anything serious to us to realize, like, oh, okay. We're really kind of taking our lives into our hands. Bring the kayak back out.
We need some boundaries.
But there was two of that. One, we're learning from the experience of others, or there was, at least there should have been an environment in which, okay, yeah, you're thirsting for life. You've made a mistake, but they know where they can turn back to.
Always
in order to see that. That doesn't mean like, okay, I want them to go out into the world and they got to learn from themselves. It doesn't mean it lacks direction. But you bring them back into that direction, but it always must accompany an affirmation, a fulfillment, an environment of love and correction, which is really more of an art than a science.
I would agree with that. And sometimes you feel like it's more correction, and sometimes you feel like it's more love, and it just goes ebbs and flows throughout the course of life. And that was some commentary on Dr. Ted Sree.
Edward Sree?
Or Edward Sree. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay.
He's good friends with Dr. Ted as well. I was like, don't get me wrong.
Okay. And so I'm notorious for getting names wrong, but that's okay, because we're forgiven here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
An environment of love that encompasses.
It is an environment of love. And we want you, that's right, you, our listeners, to participate in the Fall Spirit Drive. Call right now. Call 614-459-4820. We have an update from our angel Kim, because someone new has called.
Yes.
Right? The station?
We did get some phone calls. We received a new bronze sustaining member.
All right. That's what we love to hear. Thank you very much.
And so that was from David in Chillicothe, at St. Peter's in Chillicothe. Once again, we're reaching far and wide with our signal. And this is in honor of Father Griffin. And he said that he really likes listening to Father Larry. So definitely we need you all to pick up the phone. Like I said, we're hoping you're coming out of that football fatigue and the coffee's brewing and things are flowing. And you're able to pick up the phone and call 614-459-4820. Or if online is more convenient for you and you're on the go, you're in the car, pull over to a safe spot, get on to www.stgabrielradio.com.
That's right. And we appreciate your gifts. There is a raffle, and I have not mentioned this today. So this is really important, because it is a football Saturday. And two things are up for this raffle. And all you have to do is call the station to be entered into this raffle. Number one, Our Lady of Fatima statue, which is a beautiful statue. And we will pull a name and announce that at the end of the morning before noon of who wins that. The second thing is two OSU football tickets, the November 3rd Nebraska game. That's all huge. Right. Can I call? I'm going to have to call my husband and have him call in, I think. So,
well, if you get the Fatima statue, you can pray for many a football ticket.
That's right. You can.
Just saying.
Call right now. Call 614-459-4820. Become a sustaining member. That's $20 or more per month. Give us a leadership gift here. Hey, if you have the funds and the extra and you feel the Holy Spirit is moving you, $1,000 or more, you will receive the Most Holy Rosary. That's right. It's a DVD by Father John Ricardo and a statue, El Divino Nino statue, which is baby or child Jesus. It's beautiful. It's white. I'm sitting here looking at it. I want one. I'm going to have to buy one. It's beautiful. So anyway, we want you to call in. Our goal for the hour is 14 gifts, and we need you. We need you now. We need 11 more gifts. That's right. Are there 11 of you out there willing to participate, able to participate? Any gift is appreciated. Call right now. Call 614-459-4820. When we get to 8 gifts, we get $250, a bonus of $250. When we get to 14 gifts, we get a $400 bonus. And when we get to 18 gifts, we get a $600 bonus. Now, we want to hit those goals. We want to support St. Gabriel Catholic Radio because this programming is so important to many out there. They're listening in their cars. They're listening in their offices. And this programming has been said to answer many prayers over the years. I've turned it on many times and prayers have been answered. How about you, Kim?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Many times you'll be praying. How about you, Father?
I know a lot of times pointing people to St. Gabriel's Catholic Radio, that even as a priest, trying to answer different theological or pastoral questions, that they tune into the right station at the right time to answer whatever it is they might be inquiring about, life or the faith.
That's right. And I'll tell you, I have learned so much in listening to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Born and raised a Catholic, this station, mine has been a gradual increase in knowledge and understanding of my faith. Started listening when we were 1270 AM and you could reach it here and there. It wasn't a great signal. But in my personal journey, I know how it's grown our family and our faith, my husband and I, and our marriage. Mm. Our children listened to it because I'd have it on in the radio when they were in the car with me and they were young.
Oh, clever mom. All right.
Uh-huh. And it's like, you're in my car. I listen to what I want to listen to. And so now we listen to what they want to listen to sometimes too. But anyway, it has grown all of us in our faith. And as we've had challenges in our lives, and I just went through a cancer battle, and my faith and understanding of suffering was from the station. And enabled me to be able to offer my suffering up for others. And miracles happened. And I learned all of that here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. That's right. And now I see someone joining us here in the station. This is going to be exciting. But don't hesitate to call. Call 614-459-4820. Go to stgabrielradio.com. We are looking for you today to support our programming here. You are the lifeblood of this station. And we are going to have a testimony from Nick. Welcome, Nick.
Thank you. Good morning.
How are you today?
Very good. How about yourself?
I'm wonderful. We are having a lot of fun in here.
We're having too much fun.
Having too much fun. Love being here. And you're here to share with us your testimony and how you started listening to St. Gabriel Radio, AM 820. So
yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's a little bit of a long story in the sense that took me a while to start listening. I moved to Columbus in my early 20s. And at the time, I was very much what you consider a cafeteria Catholic. I picked and I chose the different church teachings that, you know, I wanted to believe in and wanted to practice. And I was very relativistic, rationalized my way out of a lot of things in order to just kind of live the lifestyle that was convenient to me at the time. And by my mid-20s, I kind of got sick of myself and sick of the way I was living. I knew there was something wrong. I knew I was being called to a lot more than that. not just in the, you know, to put aside the things that I had been doing that I knew were quite frankly just full sin, but also to go out and do something more. To be honest with you, there's a lot of anxiety. I was very anxious, not just to do these things and to change my life, but it came down to a question of, you know, if I die right now, where am I going? Mm. And I couldn't really rationalize my way out of that. I knew there was something wrong. That was too much of a gamble, you know, to just try and rationalize that one. So I started searching, and God started pouring out a lot of graces on me through a lot of different people, through great priests, Father Lump, for one, who's now at the cathedral. He's great about pulling people back into confession, and that was gigantic for me. Bringing me back into actual, you know, full communion with the church. There was also a lot of people through young adult group who just, you know, went out of their way to pull me in as a total stranger. They just saw me. The young adult group leader at the time at the cathedral, his name was JP. He pulled me kicking and screaming. He had to pull me multiple times. You know, I said no. I'm stubborn and, you know, slow to move on things like this. And but he did. And all these things were awesome and really did pull me back into communion with the church. But there was still something lacking in that I was so ignorant of my faith. And it's hard to live out your faith when you don't even know what it is, let alone understand it. And that's where St. Gabriel Radio came in. I think I was in a car with someone one time, and they turned it on. I heard a snippet, and I was like, "Oh yeah, that's pretty interesting." I'm not a talk radio guy. I like to get in my car and turn on the music, and I still was holding on to things. I didn't want to give that up. But then I started seeing the bumper magnets around, and you know,
those bumper magnets,
all 300,000 of them.
I love those things.
Darn those bumper magnets. And so, you know, like I said, you know, God was pulling me kicking and screaming, and so I was like, okay, I got to turn this on. And I think one of the first things that I hit was Catholic Answers, and it was amazing because I found all these people asking the same questions that I was, and this just started. You know, it was like drinking from a fire hose. I was all this knowledge was being poured out onto me, and I, you know, I started to finally understand my faith and saw it get put together logically and reasonably, and things started to make sense. So then I just started listening to it all the time, maybe to a fault, you know. But it was huge. It was huge in really helping me to deepen my faith and live it out. It's had a huge impact on my life, and I'm sure you guys get this all the time. But St. Gabriel Radio really helped me to learn how to talk to women. I assume you get that all the time. No, is that not something?
Okay, that's a new one. But okay. Expound on that for
okay.
us.
So,
I have so many questions.
All
please.
Young men in the diocese. Okay, yes.
Well, so I met my wife through the young adult group at the cathedral, and I actually met her the day after she discerned out of the convent. So,
wow. Well done.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's good familial real estate. Huh?
You can imagine she was, you know, already at the time a very strong, devout Catholic, and kind and beautiful, I might add. And if I hadn't had, you know, she had her formation, right? She had formation in the convent, and she had done so much before that. My formation, my catechesis was really St. Gabriel. Now, I know that's not a regular formation, but I was lacking so much that St. Gabriel, I mean, that knowledge, that, you know, those things, that the resources that they provided to then go off and deepen my faith, that's what really got me going. So by the time I met my wife, I had had enough of this.
That you had grown.
I had grown.
And deepened that,
yes,
in the faith, correct?
Thank you. That I actually had something to talk about with her, that, because I mean, she again, she was just coming out of the convent. She had discerned her vocation. She knew what she was going for, and she wasn't waiting around for it. If I had met her and all I could talk to her about was the weather, I don't think I would have had the footing for that relationship to go much further. And thank God I had something else to talk to her about. And then she taught me so much more from there.
I just love that story. I love the story because St. Gabriel Radio, right here, right now at the Fall Spirit Drive, we are hearing how important this radio station is to our listeners in your testimony. And we want our listeners to participate and call 614-459-4820 because we cannot bring this programming to people who need to hear it without you, our listeners. You are the lifeblood of our station. We need 14 gifts this hour. That's right. 14 gifts. Call right now. Call 614-459-4820. And we're talking to Nick from St. Patrick's, and he's telling us a little bit about his journey through St. Gabriel Radio and the growth in his faith. And so what challenge do you have for our listeners today that you would suggest as a result of your own journey for them to consider?
Well, you know, this is really a challenge for myself as well, but I imagine it can apply to a lot of people. You know, if you're out there and you listen to St. Gabriel all the time, and you're hearing all this good news, share it with other people, and not just your friends that are already hearing the news. Work it into your everyday conversations. You don't have to be annoying about it. You don't have to. And not everybody has to be on a soapbox out there, you know, try and have conversations of substance. Actively work at that during the day. And again, this is just as much a challenge for myself. But I think that can make a real difference. We have a lot of, surface level conversations these days. If we can really bring it back to the things that matter, I think that can make a difference.
And, you know, when you mention St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, often someone who's never listened will turn it on. We'll just turn it on to listen and hear an answer to a prayer they have or learn something that they may not have known about our Father God and what the church has to offer them in their faith. So call right now. Call 614-459-4820. We want to say thank you to Nick. We're going to head to a break. Thank you so much for sharing. Great courage for being here today. And many people have benefited. We'll be back in a few minutes.
I'm Brian Patrick, host of Morning Glory, and it's great to start the day with Catholic Radio. It puts us in a frame of mind where we're grateful for our lives and really seek God as the guide for everything we do throughout that day. Thanks to EWTN, our program is provided free of charge, but there are many other expenses that have to be paid locally to keep it on the air. So when you pledge your support, you make it possible for this station to carry programs like Morning Glory every morning. No matter the amount, your gift works to make a difference for you, for others, and for the future of Catholic Radio. Please prayerfully consider making a gift right now.
Dr. Lewis and Integrative Pediatrics of Ohio is now Sancta Familia Center for Integrative Medicine and has moved to 5925 Cleveland Avenue, Suite A. Online at sanctafamiliacenter.com.
Lindsay Honda proudly sponsors AM 820. We know quality, and that's why Lindsay carries the entire lineup of award-winning, top-rated Honda and Acura vehicles, including the 2018 North American Car of the Year, the Ohio-built 2018 Honda Accord. We have a very large selection, and you'll be proud of the way that we do business. We're located just off I-70 and Bryce Road or at lindsayhonda.com. Open 6 days a week, proudly close Sundays, spending time with our families.
There are so many ways to give that it can oftentimes be a little overwhelming. The Catholic Foundation makes it easy. The Catholic Foundation website has a list of many funds that you can donate to online. To learn more about how you can help the charities and organizations you care about, or to open a new fund, call the Catholic Foundation at 614-443-8893 or visit us at catholic-foundation.org.
My name is Attorney Ed Malik of the law firm of Malik & Malik. We are a family law firm with family values. I am proud to practice law together with my three sons, Kip, Douglas, and James. Our entire family has attended DeSales, Westerville North, or St. Charles High Schools. It would be Malik & Malik's privilege to discuss with you work-related injuries and auto crash injuries. Thank you, remain safe, and God bless.
Signet Dental Laboratories, professional service and excellence in dental appliances, crowns, and bridges. Signet Dental Laboratory, online in Columbus, Ohio.
Welcome back to the St. Gabriel Radio AM 820 Fall Spirit Drive. I'm Angela Bonfant. I am your host for this hour, and I am here in studio with Father Daniel Schwartz.
Blessings and snarky comments.
That's right. We're having a ball in here, and we have our angel Kim joining us. And we are here today because we are looking to you, our listeners, for support. That's right. We need you. We need you this hour to call 614-459-4820. We are looking for sustaining memberships, $20 or more per month. That's right, $20 or more per month. We are looking for leadership gifts, $1,000 or more. For both of those, you will receive a DVD, The Most Holy Rosary by Father John Ricardo. And with the leadership gift, you will also get an El Divino Nino statue.
Three times fast now.
That is a mouthful. It is a beautiful statue, beautiful child Jesus statue. Additionally, if you just call the station this morning, you will be entered into a raffle for Our Lady of Fatima, a beautiful statue, and also two OSU football tickets to the November 3rd Nebraska game. Can't beat that. So call right now. Call 614-459-4820. We are looking at a dollar for dollar match this hour.
Whoa, that's big.
That's huge. So right now, in the next 5 minutes, we need two people to call. That's right. We need two people. That two of you out there listening. Pray, ask the Holy Spirit, am I meant to give to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio to keep this programming alive and going here in Central Ohio? We need your support. 614-459-4820. The dollar for dollar match is through noon. So we have 1 hour and 22 minutes. And every dollar you give is multiplied. You give a dollar, you're getting given two. You give a hundred, you're given 200. What do you have to say to that?
Loaves and fishes, love. Let's get the phones ringing.
That's exactly what I was thinking. It's multiplying. So you can go online to stgabrielradio.com. Or you can call. We have people here waiting to talk to you on the phone. 614-459-4820. Pick up those phones. Don't wait. We are going right now to a clip. Sister Bethany Madonna, Made in His Likeness. And this is from Faith Alive. And this is some of the programming that you will hear here on St. Gabriel Radio on a regular basis. We will be back with you in a moment.
So first, the Father loves you. I want to tell you a story about Matt and Lucy, friends of ours. Matt was healthy, outgoing, athletic, engaged to Lucy. They were a shining couple, fun-loving, chaste. Everybody always wanted to be around them. Before their wedding, Matt was diagnosed with cancer and given a year to live. Putting their trust in God's will for them, they still got married, but they canceled their honeymoon so that Matt could begin his treatments. Towards the end of those treatments, they conceived their first child. And doctors pressured them to terminate the pregnancy, not knowing how the chemo had affected Matt and expecting fetal anomalies. Matt and Lucy refused. They began to pray. They put the life of their unborn child into the Lord's hands. Their friends and family prayed, awaiting the day of the birth. The baby arrived, and after inspecting him, the doctor saw that he did indeed have one birth defect. The two fingers in the middle of his hand were just slightly fused to his palm, like this. I don't know if anyone speaks sign language, but this is, I love you. I love you. It was remedied with a simple surgery, but Matt and Lucy received it as a message from their father, brought to them through a son, the gospel in miniature. I love you. But what if their baby had been severely disabled, totally helpless, even frightfully dependent? What would the father be saying then? In the face of suffering, we're tempted to ask, like the apostles did with the man born blind, "Hey, Jesus, who sinned? This guy or his parents?" Like it's punishment. Little do we realize the Father's actually saying, "I love you even more. I will bestow more grace upon you. I will give you a love that's closer to mine." Some blessings come to us in disguise. I was out in Wisconsin, and I met a teenage boy named Nick, who was confined to a wheelchair. He was totally nonverbal except for groans, and yet his family had this whole intricate system of communication depending on where Nick put his eyes and how he flicked his wrists. Beautiful. His siblings were model gorgeous and the stars on their teams, but this brother of theirs was their pride and joy, and by Nick's smile, you recognized he knew this. The youth minister at the parish felt inspired to ask if Nick would be willing to be Jesus in the live stations of the cross. Nick was excited at the opportunity. That Good Friday, there was a hush over the parish as his father carried him from station to station. The crucifixion left you speechless. Nick hung there on the cross, and his father was hidden from sight, but he was actually standing behind him with his arms wrapped around him, holding his son. Sometimes we don't see the Father. This is the reality, though. Doesn't matter how incapable, twisted, unworthy, or far away you may feel, you are his beloved, and he holds you. When we bless ourselves, we make the sign of the cross. It's the sign of our salvation. We do it all the time, but do we see the crosses in our life as a blessing? Realizing that there's a certain intimacy with Jesus that's only possible when I'm united to him on the crosses of my life, letting him die and rise in me, bringing me to the Father in a new way. Now, the catechism is clear. No one is Father as God is Father. Whatever your relationship with your earthly father is or was, it's never enough. We have an infinite need for the everlasting Father. He's the only one who can fill us, who speaks into my life the blessing that I'm noticed. I am good. I was always wanted. I'm a cause of joy and I'm a source of delight. And because we're made in his image, nothing finite is ever going to be enough.
Welcome back to the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 Spirit Drive. I'm Angela Bonfon, and I'm in the studio with Father Daniel Swartz, and we are here today. That's right. We are asking you to participate in support of St. Gabriel Radio. We met our goal of two in the last 5 minutes. We need two more people to call in the next 5 minutes. There is a dollar-for-dollar match through noon today. Your money is multiplied, and we need sustaining memberships. That's $20 or more per month, and you will receive the Most Holy Rosary by Father John Ricardo. There is also a business membership option, $60 a month for over 100 mentions a year. And you will also receive this beautiful DVD. Now, there's a raffle going on. Anyone who calls in gets entered into this raffle. Our Lady of Fatima statue is a beautiful statue. We give one of those away each Spirit Drive. And then the other item that we're giving away is two OSU football tickets to the November 3rd Nebraska game. So call right now. Don't hesitate. Support St. Gabriel Radio because this message is so important to the audience that we serve. Father, this last clip from Sister Bethany, she's talking a lot about how the Father loves us. And as she talked about this couple who were engaged and he was diagnosed with cancer, and they followed the will of God and they got married, and even though he was ill, and then they got pregnant, and then they were advised to not have the baby, that the baby could, something could be wrong because of his chemotherapy, but they went forward and followed God's will and gave birth to this beautiful baby. In our lives, I think this is a really important message, because we often have suffering that enters our lives, and sort of giving into God's will with that is so important, because we don't really know the meaning and the purpose of our suffering, right?
Correct. In fact, suffering in itself is abstract of any meaning, because suffering ultimately has its origin in evil. Like, we were not, when we were first made in the image of God, God didn't intend us to suffer. Like, it was meant to be perfect. And so suffering coming about as a consequence of sin, obviously the greatest example of this is death itself. Mm-hmm. Now, because we live in a fallen world, God doesn't take away suffering, because that's part of the redemption to come. But what he does do is that he applies a meaning to suffering, that now the power of God is so great that even the very thing, the presence of evil and the presence of suffering in the world, which doesn't have any meaning in itself, is now given a meaning because Jesus Christ takes it upon himself. So in other words, the cross answers the question that suffering asks. And so when we enter into that suffering and realize, you know, this can mean something to me because what Jesus Christ has done, this allows me to actually come into contact with my God, and I can offer that for others. That's life-changing.
It is life-changing. And I can tell you from personal experience, when I offered my suffering, when I was the most ill, going through surgeries and so on.
You just came out of a pretty serious illness.
Yes, I had breast cancer. And I offered my suffering for others. They gave me their prayers. I started offering it up for others. And miracle after miracle happened. And Jesus was with me the whole way through. Never felt victimized. Never felt sad. Everyone was praying for me and lifting me up in prayer. Yeah. And so the whole time I knew the Father loves me. And so when I got the diagnosis and I knew that was it, okay, God, I don't want to go here, but here we go. So this is your game. I'm along for the ride. Let's do this thing, right? And the whole time when you embrace it and you just say, this is God's will, it changes the whole view of what you're going through, whatever suffering it is that enters your life. Just knowing that the Father loves you and he's with you. He's not the cause of it. He's there holding you through it.
In the early church, without eyes of faith, this may seem like a very odd situation, but when Christians were captured and about to be martyred by the Romans, other Christians would come and give them prayers, something for them to intercede or pray for. And then what's like, what? Let's go. Because they understood, you're about to go through a trial. You're about to go through the fire. Remember me. Remember me when you do this, because they knew that the Lord's going to bless any of that that's taken on for him.
Right.
Right. And it's a really interesting tradition.
He takes all.
Now, hopefully we're not back there where it's just like, oh, let's go tell some martyrs what I want to pray for.
That's right.
But when suffering comes in life, and it comes in different ways to all of us, all life has suffering. That's a fallen world.
It is.
But the question is where we bring it.
That's right.
Yeah.
And here we are at the St. Gabriel Radio Fall Spirit Drive, and our angel has some updates. We need two more people in the next 5 minutes to call 614-459-4820. Go on to stgabrielradio.com. Here we go.
All right, here it is. So Joe called in from Our Lady of Mount Carmel, and he said he loves that the word is being shared over the airwaves, and he's giving this sustaining membership.
All right.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. He's actually been a sustaining member, and he's increasing his sustaining membership. And this is in father of Father Ritko and Father Schwartz.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate
it. Beautiful. That's beautiful. And you have a dollar for dollar match. Don't forget that.
Oh, yes. We like double the dollars. So Don from St. Margaret has also called in with a gift. And this is in honor of Don and Loretta, and he said that he really enjoys listening to Father Ray and Father Larry, and he also likes Father Ricardo as well.
Thank you for your gift. That's right. Call right now. Call 614-459-4820.
And Kathleen from St. Patrick, and this is in honor of the priest of the diocese, and she says, you know, this is such a great witness of what she's receiving from the station. She said, through the station, God has brought love and truth into her life, and she's giving a great gift right now of a donation.
Thank you so much. We appreciate your gift.
And another donation from Nathan at Holy Cross in Columbus. And he says, I like AM 820 because unlike other media outlets, you do not regularly insult my meager intelligence or offend my robust sensibilities. Keep up the good work.
So thank you, Nathan.
We enjoy Nathan's humor and wit. And, you know, that's what St. Gabriel will probably bring to you, some humor and wit and also some great knowledge of the faith. So definitely get on the phone and give us a call. We are waiting. Our volunteers are waiting to get your call at 614-459-4820 or go online if that's easier for you right now. If you're in the midst of coffee and kids and getting out the door, at stgabrielradio.com.
That's right. We need two people in the next 5 minutes to call. Two people. Are there two of you out there who feel the movement of the Holy Spirit in your life, who's saying to you right now, call. Call 614-459-4820. Let's give right now to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio because this station is so important to so many people throughout the state. Call now. Go online if that's easier to stgabrielradio.com. Any donation is appreciated. We love you, and we are your family here, and we want to hear from you, and you will be entered into a raffle just with a phone call today. So call 614-459-4820. Now, Father, let's talk a little bit more about how the Father loves us from this clip, because she says a lot of really interesting things that maybe do we see the crosses in our lives as a blessing? And that's a hard one, isn't it?
That is, because because when we look at crosses, I think the initial reaction of kind of the baser level of human nature is, why me? Mm-hmm. Woe is me, or why this? We very quickly, anything that seems contrary to our way of life or even to our comfort, mm-hmm. immediately to kind of label this as, okay, this is something antagonistic or negative. But in faith, when we're able to even enter into things that seemingly go against us, and then to see like, hey, even challenges work for the glory of God, that whatever I experience today, this week, this year, if it's positive or negative, the Lord can build me up through it, even within challenge, even within, like, say, for example, if you take Isaiah, refiner's fire, the idea of that trial, that bring forth the true quality. There's blessing within that there's blessing in the sunshine and in the rain. I mean, you don't see the true merit of a captain of a ship unless you've witnessed him in a storm. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing for suffering.
Yes, and we learn through our greatest challenges in general in our lives, don't we?
Correct.
So it's almost as if we need to look at it without judgment. It just is.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever experience we're having just is. Right? Oh. It's we're becoming who God created us to be.
I can relate to that. I mean, the most challenging thing and probably the most suffering brought from it is my priesthood, what's been given to me, a share in the priesthood of Jesus Christ. But that's also what's made it the most beautiful,
right?
And the most meaningful.
And how is that suffering manifest?
Well, I mean, it's in different ways. People come to you with a lot of hurt, yeah. And you don't have the answers at times. Sometimes you just need to listen, or sometimes you just need to be present. And sometimes you need to direct them to another who does have the answers. And so you don't just let that pass as these people come into your life, but you actually kind of embody the pain they bring to you. It sticks to you. Mm-hmm. And so you suffer for them. Like even hearing confessions, like to do prayers and to do penance for those who confess, because it's not, holiness is not just on the part of the people, but there's a cooperation with the priesthood, and it goes hand in hand. Like they're built to be compatible with each other.
And we need to be praying for our priests, because our prayers lift you up and help you in your suffering.
It's all the compatibility.
That's right.
As designed by Christ.
So we're nearing the end of the hour here. As sad as it is to say, Father Swartz, thank you so much for being with us. That we're going to have to say goodbye.
Parting is such sweet sorrow, but our crosses come to define us.
That's right. And we still need you to call before he leaves. You have 5 minutes. Two more people. 614-459-4820. Call right now. Give an
impress
honor.
Me. Come That's on. Five right. minutes. Impress me.
That's right. And Father, we would like to ask you to close in a prayer.
Of course.
For us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we commit ourselves to you. Bring moments into our lives to remind us that we are yours. Lord, give us moments that can test our faith, not so that we run the challenge or the risk of being crushed by suffering or by whatever trial you may give, but in the glory of overcoming, we may come to know that you are Lord and to know the joy and happiness you have that awaits in relation and in communion with you. Lord, give us grace to overcome all things in your name so that you may be truly glorified throughout the world. We ask this as in all things through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for that. So we are going to go to a clip from Encounter. And we are waiting for you to call 614-459-4820, and we will be back with you in a few minutes. Thank you.
I love what God is doing right now. He's uniting the church. He's uniting the body of Christ. And one of the big stumbling blocks that we found as we're pursuing unity with our brothers and sisters is that, like Mary, this like devotion, this honor that we have to Our Lady, it almost comes off as a competition between Mary and Jesus, or Mary and the Holy Spirit. Like, why do we need Mary? What's her role? And I just want to say right now, I know we have a lot of non-Catholic listeners on our show, but I just want to be very clear. Mary is not in competition with Holy Spirit.
Hmm.
They're not in competition at all. In fact, Mary helps us to a greater union with Holy Spirit. And I want to start off by answering your question, Dan, with a quote from Pope John Paul II, okay? And he said this. He said, "In the church and for the church, mindful of Jesus' promise, Mary waits for Pentecost and implores a multiplicity of gifts for everyone in accordance with each one's personality and mission. In every age, Mary's powerful intercession obtains for the church an ever-fresh outpouring of the enlightening and strengthening gifts of the Holy Spirit."
Wow.
End quote. So really quick, we have to remember that when Jesus, before he ascended, he said, go and wait. Wait and pray. And what do? They waited and they prayed in the upper room. And who was there? It was all the apostles and Mary together in that place. And we almost forget that when we're praying for outpouring of the Holy Spirit, there's that wait and pray. And what did she do? She waited and she prayed for the gift of the Holy Spirit. And so from her intercession at that moment, she doesn't stop praying for all of the church to have the gifts that he wants to give us so that we can complete our mission, okay? And that's what Pope John Paul II is tying the gifts to mission.
60 Seconds with Mother Angelica.
We have to stop this abortion. We have to stop murdering babies by law. We have to educate our children in the ways of God, not the ways of sex and the ways of drugs. You say, well, no, Mother, we're not teaching them in the ways of sex. Oh, yes, you are when you start third, fourth, fifth, sixth grade. You don't fill your minds with that. At that age, you fill your minds with God. And you can give me all the reasons why they have to. They don't have to know. What do they have to know? You don't teach them the Trinity. They're too young for the Trinity, but they're not too young for the stuff you're giving them.
The people you know and trust are on EWTN.
Heavenly Father, we trust in you and in your Son, Jesus. We know that AM 820 is a gift from you. We pray for an increase in faith in the success of the Spirit Drive fundraiser this week. May many listeners respond to the call to volunteer, pray, and financially support this station that has sparked a renewal of faith. Please protect and guide St. Gabriel Catholic Radio so that we can reach more and more people who seek your truth and love. We ask this through your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Turn up your faith. This is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WVSG, Columbus, Ohio, AM 820.
Welcome back to the St. Gabriel Radio AM 820 Fall Spirit Drive. I'm Angela Bonfant, and I am now joined in studio with Sister John Paul. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
So great to have you here. And where are you from? So our listeners know.
Locally, I am currently serving at St. Michael Parish in Worthington.
Okay, girl. It's just a beautiful grace to have you with us today.
Thank you very much. I'm from also the Dominican Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist.
Okay. Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I'd like to ask you to lead us in a prayer this hour to kick everything off.
Thank you.
If you don't mind.